Chapter 29. Zara. Source energy courses through me, radiating my bones and electrifying my flesh. I focus all my attention on gathering the storm within to the palm of my exposed hand, compressing it to the smallest pinprick imaginable. Then I take aim at the arc. A spell of penetration, I think, ignoring the profound weariness clouding my mind. Perhaps a needle will work where a hammer has failed. Pulling back as if to throw, I hurl the spell like a javelin at the wall of energy, watching it explode into a thousand tiny stars. For a moment, I almost discern tiny cracks in the shimmering wall. Then the arc wavers, coming back into focus before me, and my heart sinks at what I see. Another failure, I think bitterly, heaving a frustrated sigh. I felt so close that time. I almost did it. Light. I don't know what else to do. I release my grip on my talisman and loop it around my neck, letting the source energy escape my weakening body. When it recedes, going back like the lapping waters of Loch Morlock, it leaves behind a pounding headache, putting me in an even worse mood. "Do not worry," Lia says gently, offering words of encouragement in her own tongue. "Keep trying." I turn to look at her and force a fatigued smile. "I will never stop trying." Lia has become a rather promising young mage initiate, as have the handful of other youths who I've begun to train. Ever since coming to the edge of this wretched wasteland, they've hardly left my side, watching silently and learning from my endless barrage of mistakes. Resisting the urge to sigh in frustration again, I make my way over to a blanket that has been stretched out behind me and pick up a waterskin. The warm liquid isn't very refreshing, but the moisture still feels good in the heat of the afternoon sun. As I finish drinking, I notice a commotion near the barrier on the far side of camp. I ask my initiates what the fuss is about, but they merely shrug, appearing as confused as I am. Owen breaks away from the group of guards and sprints toward our position. "What's happening?" I ask, raising my hand to shield my eyes from the afternoon sun.
"Gorgons!" Owen shouts, skidding to a halt in front of me. "Lots of them. They're making their way to our position."
"Light," I whisper, a knot forming in the pit of my stomach. "I thought we had more time."
"Me too," Owen replies, wiping a bead of sweat from his forehead. "I'm not sure how they found us, but they did, and now we have to fend them off. How are you feeling? Can you fight?"
I nod, though in truth I feel like passing out from the fatigue of using so much magic. Owen eyes me, expression tight with worry, but he doesn't object. He realizes, just as I do, that we're woefully ill-equipped for this sort of fighting. He and I are the only ones with any real experience, the others too new or too skittish to pose any real threat to the demons. "How are the barricades?" I ask, squinting to examine the front of the camp. "Are they sufficient to keep the demons from overwhelming us?"
"Sufficient enough," Owen grumbles. "Come on."
Together we make our way through the tents, my young initiates following nervously.
"The trenches we dug should prove to be obstacles to the Gorgons, and the bulwarks are too high for them to easily climb. That leaves only one real entrance for them to gain access to the camp."
He points with his quill dagger to a gap set in the barricade.
"That's where I'll array the spearmen."
"All right," I say, setting my jaw. "Where do you want us?"
He quirks an eyebrow at me. "Us?"
"My initiates and me."
I nod to the group of youths following me. Do they know how to cast any spells?"
I give him a small smile, leaning in to plant a kiss on his cheek. "You let me worry about that, all right, Ranger boy?"
"All right," he replies dubiously. "Stay behind the walls. and take out any demons that manage to get through. Rain fire down on them. And Zara, stay safe. Without you, we're lost.
I will. And you too. He flashes me a crooked smile, then races off to see to the defense of the walls, such as they are. Okay, I think anxiously, taking in a couple of deep breaths and clearing my mind. You can do this, Zara. You've done this before. We just need to drive off this raiding party, then get back to figuring out a way inside the Ark. You got this. The plan seems simple enough, but even as I consider it, flaws become apparent. Will I have the strength to carry on after exerting myself so? How soon before more demons come? There isn't time to continue experimenting on the Ark. Blowing out a breath in frustration, I shove those doubts aside and turn to face my nervous mages in training. I'm going to need each of your strength to help me fight these demons, I explain, looking to each of them in turn. Alone, I'm too weak to fight back. Together, we can become strong. They each nod, none of them voicing questions or concerns. Around us, people rush this way and that, preparing the defenses for imminent attack. Reaching out, I take Li Ya by the hand, gripping my talisman tightly in the other. Quick, I say, motioning for them to follow suit. Join hands and open yourself up to the power. We will share our energy. They do so, joining hands to form a chain of some half dozen youths. Every one of them appears frightened, their eyes darting about uncertainly, but even now I can feel their strength as we bind ourselves together. Follow me, I say when everyone has formed up, taking a step toward the barricade. And don't let go. We march as one in a straight line, making our way to a space directly behind the embankment. From here we can see the entrance, as well as the warriors who have gathered to protect us. The majority of them wait on the bulwarks, clutching rocks as if to throw them down onto the coming enemies. The rest, mostly young people armed with crude-looking spears, cluster in ranks before the gap, staring out with looks of unrestrained fear. Owen approaches the guards, shouting one-word commands and pointing to places on the ground. His bow is slung on his shoulder, and a cloth-made quiver of arrows is strapped to his back, his dirt-stained ranger cloak billowing behind him as he moves. As he takes command, I can't help but think that he looks every bit a ranger from legend, a hero from the stories I'd heard as a child. You'd better not get yourself killed, Owen Lund. I don't think I can face the end without you. An idea strikes me, and I quickly usher my trail of budding mages to the lines, who are anxiously awaiting the demon's arrival. Approaching Owen, I transfer my talisman to the fist holding Lia's hand and use the other to lightly touch his arm. Darian, I utter, casting the spell to form a radiant shield. Shimmering blue light coalesces around him, clinging to his body like a second skin and giving him an extra layer of protection. I proceed to do this with every one of the gathered youths, drawing upon the strength of those I'm connected with in order to properly channel the source energy. When I'm finished, the lot of them bear a radiant sheen, an aura that causes them to glow. There, I say, nodding wearily in satisfaction. That should do it. Out of the corner of my eye, I can see the demons fast approaching, their black armored figures racing up the hill with curved blades drawn. I wish the soldiers luck, then retreat with my retinue behind the barricade, falling in on the flat expanse between the earthen wall and the tents. Before long, the bestial roars of demons wash over us, their guttural battle cries carrying over the hilltop and reverberating off the Ark. Those atop the bulwarks hurl their rocks, their movements hasty with fear.
Stand firm!
Owen shouts in the common tongue, relying on the authoritative timbre of his voice to get the point across.
Hold the line here!
He stands amid the spearmen, his bow in hand, and an arrow nocked. With ranger dexterity he shoots and redraws, quickly emptying his quiver as the youths cluster nervously around him. When he's out of arrows, he shoulders his bow and pulls out his quill dagger, holding it in front of him and bracing for contact. From our position behind the barricade, we can see the first demons arrive, their terrible faces snarling as they bear down on the defenders. They approach tentatively at first, then quickly grow bolder when they realize they're not dealing with trained soldiers. When they reach the front line, however, they quickly discover that their blades have little effect against the radiant shields. Owen attacks ferociously, using his weapon with expert skill and felling several of the monsters as they stare at their swords in confusion. The spearmen, emboldened by their leader, thrust out with their spears, spilling black blood on the thirsty ground. Looking to the initiates behind me, I say urgently in their tongue, "Lend me your strength!" Then I speak the words of power.
"Fos laser!"
Mage fire materializes in my palm, and I promptly throw it over the spearmen's heads. Demons scream as the flames explode upon them, and I smile grimly, determined to conjure more. The connection I feel with the six youths is powerful, and it allows me to channel greater amounts of magic, despite the exhaustion I already feel. I'm going to have to be careful, I think, as I lob another ball of mage fire over the barricade. If I don't watch myself, I could risk burning myself out, or worse, harming one of my initiates. Unable to pierce through my radiant shield with their weapons, the demons at the gap have taken to using their brute strength to push the young defenders aside, knocking away their spears and shoving them hard to the ground. Even as the leading Gorgons die, their numbers overwhelm the spearmen, forcing them to give up ground. Owen fights like a whirlwind, dropping bodies left and right as he tries to hold back the tide. He takes many hits, but of course they do little to harm him, the weapons glancing off his flesh like it's made of steel. He picks up a sword from one of the fallen demons, using it with expert skill to kill and maim more of them as they come. Despite his best efforts, however, the attackers press their advantage. A handful of the demons spill through the gap and begin rushing up the backside of the earthen walls, slaying unprotected rock throwers as they go. I scowl and begin launching radiant bolts at them, the glimmering missiles blowing holes clean through their armor. Many fall, but it seems that with every demon killed, there is another to replace it, their glowing eyes wild with bloodlust as they spread into the camp. Panting, Owen falls back and commands his warriors to follow him, his skin still shimmering with translucent blue light. The spearmen obey, edging back to the line of tents with their handmade weapons held up defensively. The rock throwers are not so lucky. Many remain stuck on the earthen walls, cowering as the demons cut them down.
"Fall back to the tents!"
I call between spells, shouting to the wastelanders in their tongue.
"Quickly! Fall back!"
Some listen, but most seem too terrified to even move. Desperately I point to the gap in the barricade where scores of Gorgons are now pouring through. They gleefully race forward, eager to kill and slaughter the former slaves. Reaching deep into our shared well of power, I gather more source energy than I've ever held before.
Fos laser Morgal!
A torrent of mage fire erupts from my fingertips and arcs toward the entrance, filling the gap with an enormous wall of fire. The energy seeps out of me until the blaze is even taller than the barricade itself, hungry tongues of flames reaching into the sky. The inferno rages, consuming a great number of the demons, their screams of agony lost in the roar of the conflagration. I pour everything into the spell, pushing myself and the initiates to the very edge of our abilities, determined to destroy the enemy. I'm not sure how long it lasts, but eventually I'm forced to stop, cutting us off from the fount of source energy before it can consume us. When the spell ends, I collapse, falling hard to my knees. Everything grows dark as I nearly black out, my ears ringing painfully from the exertion. After the vertigo passes, I see that all of the mages in training have collapsed. They lie like corpses on the ground, looking pale and sick. Beside me, Liya stirs faintly, her pallid skin drenched in sweat and her dark hair askew. Light, I think dizzily. I could have killed them. They're not accustomed to holding so much power. What were you thinking? Still, my spell endures, a wall of mage fire preventing any more gorgons from getting through the barricade. That stunt may have brought us a few minutes, but it also may have cost us the ability to use any more magic.
Watch out!
I hear a voice shout, close by. Owen rushes to my side, blocking an attack I hadn't even seen coming in my days. A green-faced gorgon stands just 2 paces away, its sword raised in a charge that would have no doubt killed me. Owen dispatches the demon, slashing its neck with his new curved sword and sending its body toppling to the ground.
Light, Zara, are you okay? You look terrible.
He glances me over, concern plain in his forest-colored eyes. I try to grin, but it feels more like a grimace.
That's no way to talk to a lady,
he snorts.
Can you still move?
When I nod, he heaves a sigh of relief.
That was quick thinking. The rest of those bastards are trapped on the other side.
It won't last long, I reply. My ears feel like they're stuffed with cotton, my voice sounding like it's coming from very far away. In a few minutes, the mage fire will start to dissipate, and then they'll renew the assault. I stare at him, tears stinging my already burning eyes. Owen, I'm not sure that we'll be able to hold them when they get through.
He curses and looks around, his face twisted in concentration.
We'll flee toward the Ark, then, he says. We'll do what we can to keep them back. Zara, I know you're exhausted, but we need you to try one more time to open the Ark. It's our only chance.
I nod, but the thought of channeling even the slightest bit of source energy makes me want to throw up.
Let's start getting everyone out of this area, he continues, scooping Liya into his arms. Then we can begin to marshal a defense. Come on.
He motions for his beleaguered spearmen to follow him through tents. I turn to the initiates, those who have roused and can stand of their own accord.
To the Ark. Follow Owen. Bring as many people as you can with you. Quickly.
They scramble to do as they're told, helping the others who can't help themselves. Although the Gorgons on this side have all been dealt with, the remaining defenders mill about in fear and confusion. I shout for them to flee to the back of the camp, but few heed my calls. Many seem content to cower and wait for their inevitable demise. The magical flames have already begun to grow smaller.
Soon they'll disappear, giving the demons another chance to attack.
Panting, I weave through the tents, moving with those who are willing to flee for their lives. When we reach the Ark of Radiance, we find Owen and a line of spears, a small cluster of wastelanders set to make their final stand.
And hope rests on me to save them all, I think,
feeling the crushing weight of responsibility bear down on my shoulders.
Light Almighty, please, I need you now. More than ever.
Owen approaches as I walk past the line.
We'll hold them for as long as we can, he says,
projecting confidence that he probably doesn't feel.
I know you can do this, Zara.
He pulls me in for a fierce hug and kisses the top of my head. For a brief moment, I cling to him, unable to speak. We let go of each other and part ways, Owen placing himself at the front of the line and me going to the back to stand before the ark. As I depart, I can't help but notice that his skin no longer shimmers with the glow of my radiant shield. The realization makes my stomach drop, but I push my worries to the side, focusing instead on the monumental task ahead of me. I approach the massive wall of light and pull out my talisman, holding it in sweat-slicked fingers as I rack my brain for something, anything, that can possibly tear open a hole in this seemingly impenetrable wall of radiant light. The initiates, those who aren't passed out from exhaustion, stand beside me and join hands, grimly lending their waning strength to my own. I feel a sense of pride as we connect, grateful for their courage in helping me attempt this feat one last time. Behind us, we can hear the roars of the Gorgons as they begin making their way through the camp, their booted feet thumping the dusty ground. The spell has ended. We're out of time. Taking a deep breath, I reach into the well of power, using the help of the others to channel as much source energy as I can. The effort is nearly overwhelming, but somehow I manage to stay on my feet as I raise a hand to begin casting a spell. The words that come to mind are simple but powerful, a complex spell of dividing that I haven't yet attempted. Sounds of battle ring out in the background. I speak the words of power. Radiance leaps from my hand in the form of a long, flat spear. The ethereal weapon grows large in a matter of seconds, its blade becoming longer than I am tall, and collides with the arc with a brilliant flash. Sparks fly, a whirring noise filling the air, the clamor mingling with the sounds of fighting and the distant clang of metal. I close my eyes to avoid being blinded, and as the energy comes out of me, I can feel myself swaying, my stomach lurching in a wave of nausea. By the time I open my eyes, the sparks have all dissipated, and the arc remains before me, unbroken, smooth and unmovable as it's been for 1,000 years. I cast another spell, then another, hurling mage fire and beams of light at the barrier, but all to no avail. I scream in frustration and stumble forward, dropping my talisman to the dirt as I approach the wall of light. I beat my fists against it, tears pouring down my face, but it's as if I am hitting solid stone. Sinking to my knees, despair envelops me, the failure breaking something deep inside me, crushing my spirit. The frightened masses push past me, the wastelanders pressing against the ark in a desperate attempt to flee. Some are trampled, and others bear grisly wounds, blood seeping down their faces as they stumble over their fellows. Mothers cry and clutch their children as grown men weep in terror, panic gripping the mob like some kind of evil spell. Sobbing, I push myself up and stagger through the crowd, my exhaustion so immense that I fear I might faint. Somehow I reach the line of battered spearmen as they attempt to fight off the endless flood of demons. Many have already fallen, their bodies lying broken on the ground. Owen breaks away from a dying Gorgon, the monster's blood mingling with his own from numerous sustained wounds. He sees me and limps to my side, the line quickly buckling in his absence.
Zara, what?
I bury my face in his chest.
Owen, I've failed. My spell didn't work, and I can't channel any more magic without killing them. We're all going to die. He seems taken aback by my words, but he holds me in stunned silence and even pats my back.
The battle rages around us, prodding spears holding back an ever-encroaching tide of snarling demons. Iari brings down a Gorgon nearby and then moves on to another. a nasty gash on his forehead, dribbling blood into his eyes.
"It's all right, Zara," Owen whispers in my ear. "You did your best. Everything's going to be okay. I'm with you, always. Don't be afraid."
Youths and men fall before the demon's cruel iron, the defense disintegrating into a full-fledged retreat.
"Zara, I love you, and I have no regrets."
Voice quavering, I look at him through my tears.
"And I love you, Owen."
We embrace, holding each other one last time as the demons descend.